Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Releasing Toxic Anger for Women is a self-help and clinical wellness guide by Karine B. Wilner, a psychologist and somatic therapist, with a foreword by Teresa Moore Griffin. The book addresses how anger in women is often suppressed, mislabeled, or turned inward, and how that pattern can contribute to stress, self-criticism, resentment, and disconnection from the body. Rather than treating anger only as a behavioral problem, it presents it as a mind-body issue with emotional, cognitive, and physiological effects. The book combines somatic practices with cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, to help readers regulate intense feelings, identify the roots of anger, and respond more intentionally. Its purpose is practical and therapeutic to help women move from reactivity or suppression toward grounded expression, clearer boundaries, and greater emotional balance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a mind-body model of anger that links emotion to physical stress. The book's central idea is that toxic anger is not just a mental state or an interpersonal problem. It also has physical consequences. Wilner frames repressed or misdirected anger as something that can affect the heart, brain, nervous system, immune system, and gut, which places the body at the center of the discussion. This matters because it changes how readers understand anger. Instead of seeing it only as something to control, the book suggests it must also be noticed, felt, and processed. That approach gives anger a physiological dimension and explains why avoidance often fails. When anger is pushed down, it can emerge as tension, emotional numbing, criticism of self and others, or chronic stress. The book uses this model to argue that healing requires more than insight alone. Readers are encouraged to recognize the body's signals as part of the emotional experience, making the book especially relevant for those who feel anger as exhaustion, tightness, or internal pressure rather than open conflict. Secondly, somatic practices as tools for calming the nervous system and restoring body awareness. A major part of the book is its use of somatic work, which means paying attention to bodily sensation, movement, breath, and grounding to help regulate emotion. Wilner presents techniques such as diaphragmatic breathing, body scanning, grounding exercises, and gentle movement as ways to reconnect body and mind. These practices are not presented as abstract wellness ideas. They function as concrete methods for interrupting escalation and creating space between feeling and reaction. The logic is that anger often becomes overwhelming when a person is disconnected from physical sensation or unable to notice early signs of activation. By slowing down and sensing the body, readers can reduce arousal and regain choice. This also helps explain why the book differs from standard anger management advice. It does not focus only on changing behavior after anger peaks. Instead, it teaches readers to work with the body before the emotion turns explosive or collapses inward, making regulation more immediate and embodied. Thirdly, CBT methods for challenging inner criticism and rewriting angry thought patterns. The CBT component gives the book a second layer of practical intervention by targeting the thoughts that sustain toxic anger. Wilner includes tools such as thought stopping, containment exercises, and rewriting mental narratives to help readers interrupt unhelpful thinking. This is important because the book treats anger as something that is often maintained by internal dialogue, not only by external events. Women who have been trained to dismiss their own anger may develop thoughts such as guilt, self-doubt, or the belief that they are overreacting. Those beliefs can intensify resentment and make honest expression harder. CBT helps identify those patterns and replace them with more accurate and less destructive interpretations. The value of this approach is that it gives readers something workable in the moment instead of being trapped in spirals of blame or shame. They can observe the thought, question it, and choose a more grounded response. The book therefore combines emotional validation with cognitive restructuring, which makes the therapeutic method more complete. Fourthly, why women are socialized to suppress anger and what that does to relationships. The book pays close attention to the social context of women's anger, especially the ways many women are taught that anger is inappropriate, excessive, or unreasonable. That cultural message is not treated as a minor background issue. It is presented as one of the main reasons anger becomes toxic, because suppression often turns normal emotional signals into hidden resentment or self-blame. Wilner's analysis suggests that women may learn to silence anger in order to remain likable, safe, or emotionally acceptable, but this can create deeper conflict over time. Instead of disappearing, the emotion may surface indirectly through withdrawal, passive aggression, or difficulty setting boundaries. The book therefore connects personal symptoms with social conditioning, which broadens the discussion beyond individual self-control. It also helps explain why the book emphasizes assertive communication. The goal is not to eliminate anger, but to express it in a way that is honest and relationally constructive. This makes the book especially relevant to readers who struggle with guilt when speaking up. Lastly, a therapeutic guide for healthier expression, boundaries, and emotional integration. The book's practical aim is not simply anger reduction, but emotional integration. Wilner wants readers to understand where anger comes from, use it without shame, and communicate with more intention. This gives the book a constructive orientation. Anger is treated as information, not as proof of failure. The exercises are designed to help readers identify triggers, locate the original source of internalized anger, and move toward healthier forms of assertion. That includes becoming more aware of personal limits, naming needs more clearly, and responding without the extremes of suppression or aggression. This is one of the reasons the book is useful both for individuals and for therapists. For readers, it offers a pathway toward calmer and more authentic relationships. For clinicians, it provides an embodied framework that can support clients who struggle with emotional regulation, trauma, or chronic self-silencing. In that sense, the book stands at the intersection of self-help and psychotherapy, using applied methods to turn anger into a more conscious and usable part of emotional life. In conclusion, Releasing Toxic Anger for Women will be most useful for women who notice that anger shows up as guilt, tension, resentment, self-criticism, or difficulty speaking up, as well as for therapists and counselors looking for an embodied approach to emotional regulation. Its main value lies in combining somatic practices with CBT, which gives it a broader toolkit than books that rely only on affirmations, insight, or behavioral advice. The book stands out because it treats anger as both a psychological experience and a bodily process, making it more relevant for readers who feel their emotions physically and need methods that address nervous system activation, as well as thought patterns. It is also distinctive in how directly it addresses the cultural discouragement of anger in women, showing how social conditioning can turn a normal emotion into a source of shame and disconnection. Readers can expect practical exercises, clearer self-understanding, and a more grounded way to approach boundaries and communication. In a crowded anger management category, this book is notable for its clinical credibility, its body-centered framework, and its focus on transforming anger rather than simply controlling it. If you would like to support Karine B. Wilner PsyD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.